W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, the death toll now tops 100 following those devastating flash flooding incidents from the July 4th storm. Dozens of others are missing, including campers, and survivors are describing the rapid wall of water that swept in. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Kerrville.
Brothers Piers and Ruffin Boyette were staying at a Kerr County camp when the floodwaters rushed in.
On the way here, we saw all of, like, the other camps destroyed, like, obliterated.
One woman, Devin Smith, rescued after clinging to a tree 20 miles downstream. Much of the effort now turning to recovery.
President Trump is expected, the White House says, to visit Texas later this week. The president tonight hosting Israel's prime minister at the White House for talks over dinner and pushing to finalize a Gaza ceasefire deal. Stocks fell on word that President Trump would hike duties on Japan and South Korea goods by 25% if they don't make a deal by August 1st. This is ABC News.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A new study shows that putting people behind bars costs American families $350 billion each year. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The study from Forer.us says one in two American adults has seen incarceration in their immediate family, with higher rates among Black Americans. Families with a member in jail or prison spend about $4,000 a year, and the report says for Black families, the cost is more than double due to longer sentencing. Zoe Towns with Forer.us says expenses like phone calls, care packages, long-distance travel, and new costs at home all contribute to the exorbitant price.
It also includes depressed wages over the lifetime of the person who's incarcerated, who's no longer able to contribute, but also to all the other members of the family, oftentimes are also now experiencing lower pay just because of all of the shock of incarceration and the disruption that comes with that.
She adds the children of people behind bars usually see their own wages depressed throughout their lifetime, even after a parent is released. Wisconsin's incarceration rate is among the highest in the nation. Black Wisconsinites are locked up at a rate nearly 12 times higher than whites, despite making up just 6% of the state's population. The report shows incarceration rates are also higher for people in poverty, with subsequent expenses eating up more than a quarter of the family income.
This report comes at a time when lawmakers and the American public are really thinking seriously about spending, about the price of everyday costs. They're thinking about affordability, and this is just one of those key drivers of affordability that is pretty significant and also...
The Dodgers coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game one of the Brewers and Dodgers tonight. Freddie Peralta, named to the All-Star game next week in Atlanta, will get the start tonight against Los Angeles right-hander Yoshinobu Yamamoto. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Marlins yesterday to take that series in Miami 2-1. Brandon Woodruff earning the W after a long road back from surgery. So what was it like being back on the mound?
It was kind of strange. You know, I'd be sitting here and the next thing it's like, man, I'm about to throw my first game in 2 years. And just everything you go through in the rehab and think back to, oh my God, just like the worst days. And then it's like, you just want to be able to just pitch in one game. You know what? If I just had one game left, that would be cool.
Pat Murphy on Woodruff's performance in his first game back.
Yeah, I mean, no one could have expected 6 innings of 2-hit ball or whatever it was. I mean, he was sensational.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight with lows in the low 60s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a few showers and thunderstorms around. High temperatures right around 80. And it'll be near 80 again on Wednesday, but it clears back out and mostly sunny. Currently at 75 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other about what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Tom Kircher from Wisconsin Watch will be here to take a look at Wisconsin headlines, including back at the state budget. And hey, what's worse for you, being sore or being sick? Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is producer Conrad. Pete and I are taking time to spend time with our family and enjoy the weather. So in the meantime, here is a show that includes quizzes that we have given our guests. And Pete will be back live Tuesday, July 8th. Hope you enjoy.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Who doesn't? Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight. We are kicking off hour number two, Act Two, as I like to call it. If you're just joining us, oh, man, did you miss out on an hour of incredible radio, ladies and gentlemen. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite SNL cast member? Season 50, a historic season, just ended Saturday night, and so that's what we're asking. We've had a lot of great answers. We still got some on the text line. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here.
Oh, I have a favorite moment on Saturday Night.
Oh, you can share that too.
Bruno Mars hosted and sang, and they did a skit about Pandora, where Pandora was down, so he had to sing all the requests, and he was brilliant.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes,
I like him too. He did a great Super Bowl show a few years ago.
Yeah.
His was one of the better ones, I thought. Yeah, he's really fun. He's got like a half Michael Jackson, half John Mayer. I don't know. Is he hip hop?
He's a blend of many things.
Conrad, what is Bruno Mars to you?
I would say he's more pop, I feel like.
He defies classification.
But he like
there you go.
He dances and stuff, right? Yeah. Like he does all that. You know?
He got his start playing like a little Elvis in Vegas in a Nick Cage movie.
What was the one where they jump out of the plane? The Elvises jump out of the plane with Sarah Jessica Parker?
Uh-huh, that's the one.
Oh, what was that called? That's a great movie. Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yeah.
That was a really fun movie.
I think that's the one. And he played the little Elvis.
I always forget about that movie. That was a really fun Nick Cage movie. Joe on the text says, he's in the 715, he says, Bill Hader.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Bill Hader's great.
Mm-hmm.
When he does Shepard Smith, very funny.
Oh, and
what is that?
The person at the desk on Weekend Update who has all the places where you need to go. When you're in New York City,
I don't think I
know
that.
You have to go to Gang Bang Shang-a-Lang. They have the best.
Kristen, can we say Gang Bang Shang-a-Lang on this show?
It's the name of a club in New York City.
What are you talking about? Oh.
It is at the moment.
It's on
a great
us
name.
Now, you know?
I would imagine there'd be a line around the door, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. But it is great to have you with us, folks. Kristen Lyerly is here. Steve Segrin coming up at 7:35. You got our question. Let us know what you're thinking. It's always more fun when you guys participate. We'll read some stream comments soon. We're going to give Kristen a quiz.
I'm ready.
About Northeast Wisconsin. She is kind of, you spent your whole life here mostly, right?
Well, I mean, I grew up here and then I went to the University of Minnesota for college.
Okay.
And then I was in Georgia and kind of all over the place.
What's in Georgia?
The University of Georgia. I did an exchange program there. I'm a dog.
Wait a minute.
Sick 'em.
I always think of an exchange program as like foreign exchange. We have exchange programs within our own state. I was like, the one by Russia or what? What?
No.
Hey, let's talk about, you just came from a conference, an OBGYN conference.
Our big national OBGYN conference.
What's
was in
that like?
Minneapolis.
I mean, do OBGYNs get crazy when they all get together, or do they swap horror stories, or you wouldn't believe there's one woman, you know, like, is it inside stuff?
It's not what you think it would be, but it definitely defies boundaries.
What do
boundaries.
I think it would be? Conrad, what comes to your mind when you think OBGYN conference? You guys
it
all just
fun.
Sit in stirrups and like shout and like pass drinks around. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, no.
What would we think it is, or what is it? How much fun do you have there?
Well, I'll give you an example. So it's a big meeting. There are 63,000 OBGYNs who are part of this organization.
Oh my gosh.
So they don't all come to the conference.
Yeah.
But it's a big, like the whole convention center is full. So they've got all these vendors all over the place and they're, you know, telling us about their cool stuff. And one of my favorite things, this wasn't this year, but at a past meeting. They had a lube bar because there are lots of different kinds of personal lubricants that you can use.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So they had a lube bar so you could go sample lubes.
Okay.
And then in the middle of the lube bar, they had a giant vulva made of roses.
Oh, that's pretty.
Those are my people.
Wow. That's very celebrating the whole process, kind of.
Well, yeah, that's our process.
It's giving birth. It's a big deal. Was there like when it came to the lubes, was there like a jar of Crisco on one end?
Mm-mm, just
in, not if you're in a pinch?
No. If you're in a pinch, go like almond oil. Recommend. In a real pinch, you could do olive oil.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah. I recommend a water-based lube, though, if you're actually going to buy one.
But when you say lube, and I have to be careful how I choose my words here, but what do you need that to give birth, the woman?
No, it's for sex. Well, you could use it for giving birth. Most people don't. You know, sometimes you need a little extra, you know, slipperiness.
Okay, so, but you're an OBGYN. Mm-hmm. What gives you the right to tell me how to have sex? No, I'm just kidding. Like, so that's, I just thought that was for like an appointment you use lube or something. I didn't realize it was strictly sexually based or something like that.
We actually use different lube in the office. We always put it on the speculum, which is the instrument that we put inside the vagina so that we can see inside. So that's a different kind of lube because it doesn't get
your motor running?
It can't handle friction.
Oh.
You need something really slippery if you're using it for sex. And you also have to be careful because you don't want, if you're using a toy that is silicone-based, you don't want to use a lube that is silicone-based, which is why I recommend generally a water-based lube.
Are you writing this down, Conrad?
Conrad cannot speak right now.
Is he blushing? I think he's smitten. So you're saying for sex, or let me ask you this, should I use an avocado oil because it's healthier than an olive oil when I have sex?
Avocado oil is one that I've not recommended in the past.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm totally kidding, obviously. Like you eat avocado oil, right?
You eat olive oil and you could use that.
Yeah. Wow. Is that like an impulse?
I mean, you can eat what you want, Pete.
No, I know, but I'm just saying like if you have, is that something like you forget? Oh, honey, I forgot to get lube at the store. Do we have any olive oil?
You could do that.
Yeah.
Sure. So,
but they wouldn't consciously choose to use olive oil, would they?
Sure.
Oh, really?
Some people are very sensitive to artificial products. Ah. So they want to use something that's very natural. Coconut oil, coconut milk, coconut, you know, the coconut.
Yeah, the paste. It's like it's a weird, yeah.
We're like pawing into the coconut paste right now.
I'm almost ready, honey. All right. So, well, I mean, as long as we're on the topic and this is Nightlight, we are on later. I've been told we can push the envelope a little bit. But is there a good lubricant that's non-food related that people could use?
There's slippery stuff. Yeah. There's,
but I mean, you can you name, like, what is it? Is this like Astroglide stuff or what is that? Okay.
I'm so proud of you.
Well,
good job.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
It's a very proud moment for me on the show. Just told everyone what kind of it's an impulse buy. Like we talked about last year in the aisles. Well, you never know. Could happen. I'll take this, you know.
You never know.
You gotta have some ready.
When you're standing there and you're looking at all the different options and you're like, I don't know.
Where do I start?
To choose from.
Right.
You know, pick one.
So this is all at the conference.
This was all at the conference where Conrad's pointing at something. This is all stuff that's at the conference. Like, they have lubes out. Like, I would think you guys would already know about all that stuff. So what's with the presentation?
Well, there are different kinds, and we know about some of them, but it's nice to learn about new things.
Yeah.
They've got vibrators. They've got soothies, like ice packs for women who are breastfeeding.
Oh.
So you put them in your bra, sure. And they make your breast feel more comfortable, or your bottom. They have them for that too.
Yeah.
And then they had cool stuff like AI in medicine and how you can use AI to be more efficient and more accurate when you're doing your documentation with your patients.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I thought you meant for like dating purposes. I don't think I would ever date an AI.
That's a whole other thing.
I know.
Using AI to pick your partner.
Oh,
or
really?
Date.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
going to be huge. I think that's going to be the wave of the future.
I'm worried about that.
Me too, because it's strange. We have a texter that says wants to get in on this conversation, and thank goodness. Brian from Milwaukee says, was trying to enjoy a nice big bowl of popcorn during your entertainment show until lube came into play.
Don't put it on your popcorn, Brian.
He says, or playing with lube. He changed the way he said that. And I got what you did there, Brian. Thank you. So, all right.
Although you can also pop your popcorn in olive oil if you want to. Generally not recommended, though.
I've heard popping one's popcorn could be seen as an aphrodisiac. Does that happen? People just hear that popcorn in the microwave and all of a sudden, next thing you know.
I feel like we're learning a lot about you right now, Pete.
I don't know what happened. I started popping popcorn. Next thing you know, I'm throwing myself at the screen door. What is happening? No, I give out. I make jokes, but I do not divulge 1 ounce of personal information on this show. Right, Conrad? You don't even think you know me, do you?
I thought I did, but I don't know what's going to come out of your mouth every show, you know?
Schwabe is just his showbiz name.
I got a new promo every time in the show. Just from something new that I learned from him.
You're going to pull a whole library from this show. Whenever Kristen's here, something's going on. All right, so we have as much as I'd like to talk about my habits, I would like to give Dr. Kristen Lyerly a quiz about Northeast Wisconsin. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, Conrad, you got the sound effects ready? Oh, look at that. That gets me aroused for some reason. I don't even know what.
Does it?
Isn't that weird? Like, maybe I have a game show fetish.
Maybe you do. Wow.
All right.
Wink Martindale. Ciao.
A nice pull. Wink Martindale. And a triple. All right. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, host of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. She's all about the medicine and the community, and it's great. If you have not checked out the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, check it out here on WISS on Saturdays, correct?
Saturday and Sunday at 3, and of course, the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media app, which everyone, I think all of our listeners probably have that by now, don't you think, Conrad?
I hope so. Yeah.
I love the Civic Media app.
Very easy to use. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say that every night, but it's true. All right, so here are our Northeast Wisconsin questions for our guest in studio, Dr. Mm-hmm. Kristen Lyerly. All right, what is the oldest city in Wisconsin? That's not Northeast Wisconsin. That's like the whole state. We can't expect her to know this kind of stuff.
It's Green Bay.
She went to medical school. That doesn't mean she...
Oh. She got it right.
I do have multiple choices.
Wait, is it really? Is that the right answer?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, hit that thing again, Conrad.
You know, Milwaukee just used to be little. Like, Racine used to be bigger than Milwaukee.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that one bit. Mm-hmm. What kind of monkey business that is. All right. Number two, what was originally the name of Green Bay? Was it A, the Bay City...
I think it was the Bay of Stinking Waters.
Get out of here.
I'm from Kakana. I know Stinking Waters.
It's actually...
The French translation?
Yes. So that's... Yeah. I don't know how to say that in French, but that's what it meant.
La Baie de Pew. La Baie de Eau Toilet Water.
La Baie de Pew.
All right. She's 2 for 2. Mm-hmm. You're crushing it. Number three. What river runs through Green Bay? A, the Milwaukee. B, the Marinette. C, the Fox River. D, the Peach Cobbler River.
That'd be the Fox.
Yes, 3 for 3. Do you know what Peach Cobbler refers to?
No.
That's what a girl in college thought my name was.
Oh.
So it's like a running joke we have here, Peach Cobbler. We're trying to get them to put a gelato flavor next door. All right, so now you know.
That.
Number four, what French explorer discovered Green Bay? Was it A, Jean Nicolet?
Nicolet?
Very American. B, Curly Lambeau. C, Sir Peachwaba III. No relation. D, Conrad the Great Krieger. Can you tell who wrote these questions?
Yeah, C and D are great options.
Yeah.
B, he's a Walloon Belgian. So I'm going to go with a Jean Nicolet.
I am really in over my head. I can't believe how you broke that down. That was really impressive.
I had a process of elimination.
That was really, really. What's your IQ?
It's at least 100.
I don't want to ask you. I don't want to ask you a personal question. How much do you make a year? Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. We'll have more with Kristen. She's going to finish our quiz right after this. It's Peach Wabba and Mike.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You are getting two hosts for the price of one, folks. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, and joining me is my fellow civic media host and host here on WGBW and WISS of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
Hey-ho.
Hey-ho. You're staying for the whole hour. This is so great. And you can stay as long as you want. My buddy Steve is on, and I said, I kind of sold this show like this is the first time you and Steve have ever been on the same show.
Oh.
It's the first, right?
Yeah.
Conrad? We're making Nightlight history yet again.
I think we do. We make history every night.
Just about every night. Yeah. That was the first time we've ever talked about lubricants.
Yes.
With any degree of, we did kind of a deep dive there.
Tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even change my own oil, so I wouldn't know anything. All right. Dr. Lyerly is in the middle of taking our quiz, our Northeast Wisconsin quiz. She is 5 for 5, correct?
4 for 4.
No, we did.
We didn't do 5.
Yes. Yeah, 4 for 4.
Wait, where's the stinky? Oh,
I'm
use stinking water.
To
no, it was. So we just did the Fox River one.
Okay. No, we did the French. French
you're
Explorer.
Getting, the stinking water thing
is in
is
there
tripping
twice.
You up.
That's why I was okay. All right. So she's 4 for 4.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yep. Is she ready?
She's ready.
You got the dinger ready.
Yep.
Number 5. Besides Tinseltown, what is another nickname? Nick is capped there. So.
I was typing fast, all right?
Well, besides Titletown, what is another nickname for Green Bay? A, stinking water city. B, the toilet paper capital of the world. C, the drunkest city on earth. D, the brat capital of the Midwest.
Isn't Madison the brat, Sheboygan the brat capital of the Midwest?
I don't know, but I...
The drunkest city in the country
like they could be.
Is Green Bay.
Is that true?
Yes.
I know it's in Wisconsin. I didn't know it was actually Green Bay.
Well, that's like 2017 data.
We've really gotten it together since then.
I think like 8 of the 10 drunkest cities are in Wisconsin.
And if you notice, when you look at those studies, they put two cities together sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like La Crosse Amro. It's like, yeah, wait, Amro. Actually, we have like 16 of the top 10, you know. All right.
Okay,
so,
wait. I have to tell you a funny story.
Oh,
and it's
please.
It's related to the answer.
Okay.
My mom used to work at Paper Converting and in Ashwaubenon. And this is a company that makes like machines that convert paper into toilet paper. And they would test the machines out and then they'd get to take home like the flawed product.
Oh, nice.
So she would come home with giant garbage bags full of toilet paper, which we thought was normal. And when I was in college, I would just take it to my friends and I'd be like the toilet paper fairy. So, of course, we are the toilet paper capital of the world.
Wow. Another way to decipher the ant. You talked yourself into that one.
Do
with
you
your
know,
own personal experience. That's
do
impressive.
You know why else? Because in Green Bay, we were the first to figure out how to make toilet paper without splinters.
Oh, dear.
That is true story.
Wow.
I know. We're back to lube.
Of course. That's incredible. Wow. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Kristen Lyerly is 5 for 5.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. And, Annie from Watertown, she's in the 920. She says, when is the doctor show on? Caps all in when? Listen, Annie, I don't like your attitude one bit, but we did say her show is on Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. here on WGBW and WISS, correct?
Yes, yeah. And wherever you get your podcasts.
And wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kristen Lyerly is 5 for 5. Here are some Oshkosh questions.
This one's going to be harder
for category.
Me. Yeah, I'm not super good on Oshkosh.
That's so big for your britches now, are you? Okay.
Yeah.
What is Oshkosh's nickname? A, Oshmagosh. B, Sawdust City. C, EAA Village. Or D, Winnebago Town.
It could be all of these things. My sister actually lives in Amro. She went to Oshkosh. I'm going to go with Oshmagosh because I like how it sounds and it feels good coming out of my mouth.
It is not.
Oh!
What is it?
Do you have a...
It is Sawdust City.
I thought that was a city up in northwest Wisconsin. I really didn't think that was it either. Mm-hmm. Did you have a buzzer?
It suddenly disappeared.
Okay. Right. We don't want to do it. We like to make our guests feel welcome.
It's mean. Well, this
true.
Yeah.
This next one feels like a trick question.
What famous clothing manufacturer is Oshkosh home to? A, Levi, B, Nike, C, Oshkosh Bagosh, or D, Wrangler Jeans?
I'm going to go with C, Oshkosh Bagosh.
It is.
5 for 6, crushing it. Number 3, free one. Has she really earned a free one? I mean,
yes.
I know she's doing well.
All right. Yeah.
Conrad's...
I'm weak
nice
on Oshkosh. I need a free one.
All right. What is your favorite event that Oshkosh hosts?
Everybody loves the EAA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see what Conrad's other. Oh, there are no. You didn't even put multiple guests under that.
No, that's just whatever she wanted.
Okay.
It's a free.
It's a free.
All right. She could have said lube capital of the world. Number 4. How did Oshkosh get its name? A, famous architect by the name of Frank Oshkosh. B, explorer Webster Stanley. C, Chief Oshkosh. D, an 1890 tourist said, oh my gosh, this is so Osh. Osh was the name of his friend.
I want it to be D, but the answer is C.
Chief Oshkosh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you come up with Webster Stanley?
That is the guy who found it, the explorer.
My wife's student taught at a school called Webster Stanley in Oshkosh.
Okay.
That's why I thought maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it was named after the guy who founded Oshkosh.
But Chief Oshkosh.
No, it was Chief Oshkosh who it was named after.
Yeah. Who was a terrible teacher, I might add.
I don't know.
He probably knew his stuff. All right. Let's try to get another one in here. What is UW Oshkosh's team name? I know this one. B, the Bagoshes.
It should be the Bagoshes.
I agree. B, Winnebago Waters. C, the Sawmills. D, the Titans.
The Titans. Remember them.
We are the Titans, the mighty, mighty Titans.
Ooh.
You did really well. We're going to save the Appleton questions for next time, I think, because
I'm reading them. This has
just been really emasculating.
The wealthy businessman, Conrad Appleton Kerr.
We didn't even get to your documentary or your the Instagram people you like, the magicians.
You're going to have me back.
Are you going to see Mission Impossible this weekend?
I'm not a big Tom Cruise fan. Oh.
All right, we're done here. Thank you. Lube or no lube, this interview is over.
His teeth don't line up.
Oh, nice, Kristen. Really? All right, we got to go. Stick around if you want, but Kristen Lyerly, ladies and gentlemen, golf clap, great stuff. Listen to the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show. We are coming right back after the news. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
Put it in the ground. You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Some regions of Wisconsin are becoming hotbeds for clean energy production. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
About 10% of Wisconsin's electricity is from renewable sources. The industry employs about 6,500 people and invests $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Caden Krapp with the Wisconsin Land and Liberty Coalition says along with the economic benefits, clean energy has the potential to provide the state with autonomy.
One of the biggest benefits that including these renewable energies into the state grid can bring is that we can start becoming a net exporter by being able to create our own Wisconsin-grown energy and be able to distribute it to other states as well.
A number of proposed projects are slated for the area, including the Whitetail Energy Center, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center, and the Uplands Wind Project. Each is projected to generate millions of dollars annually and collectively produce hundreds of megawatts of energy to power homes and businesses across the state. Amy Seaboth Wilson with Southwest Wisconsin Technical College says the school is leading the pack in innovation in the renewable energy space. She says it offers degrees to prepare students for the rising industry and is the first in the Wisconsin Technical College system to install solar arrays with batteries.
I think people really appreciate how Southwest Tech is leaning into technological innovation and demonstrating how it can be really useful as a way to save money and how it can benefit our communities. There's a lot of excitement around having that conversation.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says three contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight with lows in the low 60s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a few showers and thunderstorms around. High temperatures right around 80. And it'll be near 80 again on Wednesday, but it clears back out and mostly sunny. Right now it's 73.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station,
and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Lindsay Owens joins me at 5 o'clock to talk about the impacts of the big brutal bill on your pocketbook, as well as Donald Trump's renewed train war. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is producer Conrad. Pete and I are taking time to spend time with our family and enjoy the weather. So in the meantime, here is a show that includes quizzes that we have given our guests. And Pete will be back live Tuesday, July 8th. Hope you enjoy.
I get so lost sometimes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am your host, Pete Schwabba, and I am joined here in the studio right now by Green Bay Children's Museum Director of Business Development. But don't let that fool you, folks. She will take a gig at the Guggenheim or the Science and Industry Museum.
Yeah.
If there's like a signing bonus and a per diem, she can be swayed. It's great to have you with me tonight here on Nightlight. We've got our question of the night is, who is your favorite sitcom actress? And I would say Betty White maybe is in the lead, or
from hard since to say. I've been here, there's been a lot of Betty White.
Three or four Betty Whites. Lee from DePeer says over the text line, I heard Miss Heather likes Mai Tais.
Lee, I do. This is a true statement, only if they do not have pineapple juice in them. Pineapple juice or orange juice should not be in a traditional Mai Tai. They can be, but I don't like, no.
Is that your favorite drink?
It's one of my favorites.
If you could only have one more cocktail.
You know what? It depends on where I am. If I'm listening to jazz, I want a really dirty martini, vodka martini. If I'm at a tailgate, I want a carbless. It just depends on where.
At first, I was hungry because I'm fasting and you brought in these Thai Brussels sprouts that I can smell.
So good. Sorry.
And now I haven't had a drink in like 2.5 years and all I can think about is a dirty martini.
Mm.
You are messing
me
up tonight.
Ron Jeremy dirty. yes.
Oh, wow.
So good.
Speaking of prosthetics. Okay. Hi-yo. or not speaking of them. Steve from Sun Prairie. That's the 608. Steve says, my new bride, Anne, says Loretta Swit from MASH. That's a great one.
Oh, yes.
I forgot about MASH.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on the new bride, Steve. And hello, Anne. Thank you guys for listening tonight. And then on the stream, PJ says, S.
S. Well, right back at you, PJ.
Am I missing something there?
S.
Unless it means money.
I don't know.
We need clarification, PJ. But thank you for playing. So we've got Heather Heil here. She is the Business Development Director of the Green Bay Children's Museum. Give us another quick recap about the great event you have regarding tailgating and kids, because that sounds like fun. And then we're going to take our movie quiz.
You got it. Future season ticket holder tailgate event, Friday, April 25th, 9 to 12, sponsored by the Green Bay Packers Give Back. And you can bring your family. You can tailgate in our back parking lot and then come on into our museum. And we have a little mini combine. Sign up for season ticket holders. You can paint yourself up like a fan, make a mascot, do all of the things. So it's really a fun day for the kids to get involved, burn off some energy, and take part in those traditions of something new that Green Bay is fostering this year.
You know what would be really funny is if you did this combine for kids and there's some kid that ran like a 3.8 40.
I know, we'd be like
vertical,
whoa,
of like 50 inches or something, and the Packers.
I know people.
Saying, do you
I
really?
Know people. Yeah, I could be like,
you could be the agent.
Yeah.
What is getting on the Packers ticket list though? Was it like a 400? It's like,
yeah, it's still a
long
list.
The Greenland shark will be born and die before you get your tickets, right?
You'll probably be 20s, 30s before you can get on that list. However, you still need to sign up to be a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
So now is the time. Bring in those kiddos. Let's get this done.
Fair enough. Todd from DePeer says, we're learning a lot, all in caps, about Heather tonight.
I'm sorry.
You're kind of an open book, though, aren't you?
I am, really. Whatever you want to know.
You don't you've done radio before. You're sort of open anyway about stuff, you know, because you've had quite a history, let's be honest.
I've never been up in a spaceship, though.
No.
That I have not. Yes.
All right. Let's take our... All right, Heather, we like to give these nightlight quizzes once in a while. We have some that are about Wisconsin or sports or show business or whatever. You said I'd love to take a sports movie quiz.
I did say that, and then I immediately regretted it.
Why?
Because I was like, if it's not like Field of Dreams or like movies I've seen, I don't know that.
I think you'll do okay.
How I'm going to do with this.
We had, we kind of came
Conrad
up with this.
Can Conrad and I do this together?
No, because he created like half the questions, the other half are mine.
Shoot.
So, well, let's start with, all right, here's a Conrad question. All right. You ready? All right. This is ready, Conrad. You got the bell ready?
Can we get it in like a British accent, please?
Hold on a second.
You got this.
What 2.5 men actor played the wild thing in Major League?
Yeah, okay. That's no, you got bad. This.
I'm going to go with the American. What two and a half men actor played the wild thing in Major League?
He was in 2.5 Men. Charlie Sheen. You should see the smoke coming from my ears
I didn't even have to read the choices.
Yeah, I was going to say there's multiple choice.
Conrad's questions are multiple choice. I'm not as forgiving.
Thank you, Conrad. Whew.
All right, here's another con question. What actor played Billy Bean in Moneyball? You want the choices?
I'm going to say it was the blonde-haired guy. He was in Ocean's 11 and 12, and he was really smoking hot, and he was married to Angelina Jolie. Is that the correct actor?
Well, here are your options.
Brad Pitt. I didn't even see it. Like, did you just see that? Like, boom.
Do you want to know how easy Conrad is making this? He says...
No, he's not. This choices, is hard.
But I didn't even have to read the choices. He said, A, Brad Pitt.
Just so smart.
B, Aaron Rodgers. C, Pete Schwabba. D, Jonah Hill.
I was going between Jonah Hill, but I couldn't come up with his name either.
In what movie do the Average Joe's Gym and Globo Gym face off in the Dodgeball Championship? Is it...
Dodgeball. Okay, Conrad. Was that a Conrad question?
Good Lord, Conrad. If this were an IQ test, you'd be an absolute rocket scientist right now.
I'm just crushing it.
But that's good. We like our guests to do well. So you're 3 for 3 on the Nightlight Sports Movie Quiz. What 1986 movie stars Gene Hackman as Coach Norman Dale? Is it A, Remember the Titans? C, 42. D, John Wick 5. Dodgeball Assassination.
Wait, you got to make stuff.
No, I didn't.
What?
Or B, Dodgeball.
Oh, come on.
What was the question again?
In what movie do the Average Joe's Gym and Global Gym face off in the Dodgeball Championship?
What gym? It's called Average Joe's.
No, what movie do the Average...
Dodgeball.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Did we not just ask that question?
No, you just asked that question.
You just asked me that question. So what's the question after that? There was something about... who's been drinking?
Do you want me to do it?
Who had the wine?
Yep, was the John Wick 5 Dodgeball Assassination. I gravitated back.
I'm like, what is that?
All right, you're 3 for 3. Disregard that last question. This is why I don't host Jeopardy.
I think you're doing great, buddy.
Okay. What 1986 movie stars Gene Hackman as Coach Norman Dale? Is it A, Remember the Titans, B, Hoosiers, C, Pete Schwabba's Basketball 5, or D, Larry the Cable Guy on Ice?
A or B? I'm going to say I'm going to say B. B.
Dodgeball is correct.
Dodgeball.
No, it is Hoosiers.
Yes.
Very well done.
Okay.
If you haven't seen Larry the Cable Guy on Ice, it is a spectacular show, by the way.
Wasn't there like a for real, like... Will Ferrell was on Ice. Blades of Glory.
That's a sports movie.
He asked me those questions.
All right. Heather Heil is here. She's our guest. She is the business development director for the Green Bay Children's Museum. She's taking our sports movie quiz here tonight.
It's okay. Here we go.
She is 4 for 4.
Okay.
Five
let's
for
pretend
five. No,
the,
4 for 4.
The Masters.
Okay.
Okay.
What movie do the average Joe? No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
What golf movie?
Oh boy.
Stars Kevin Costner as Roy Tin Cup McAvoy.
Tin Cup.
I don't even have to read the options.
Okay.
You know, somewhere, Luke Mathers right now is like, oh man, let me at that quiz. Right? All right, here we go. She's 6 for 6. Heather Heil. What basketball movie stars Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes?
White Man Can't Jump.
Ooh, yeah. You're undefeated. You're 7 for 7.
It's because I'm athletic.
Can you dunk?
Look at me. I'm so... No.
All right. Oh, this is a good one. You know what?
Yeah.
No, it's not. I keep seeing the answers because I haven't read them. And then I go, oh, I'm excited for that question. Oh, we just read it. Because I saw you had Hoop Dreams as one of the choices. That's a phenomenal film.
I don't know if
what
I've
about Pete Schwabba Can't Dunk? That was a good movie, too.
Yeah.
Pete Schwabba could dunk.
He had a prosthetic doll. Why can't he just be himself?
I was one of the few basketball players on our team that wore a prosthetic, which was weird because I had shorts on. So it didn't really matter.
I was like, what's happening?
But it helped me dunk. I just couldn't dribble or pass or shoot. All right. What football movie based on a true story stars Sandra Bullock?
Blindside.
Wow. She's crushing this thing. We got to get the money questions. She's acing.
I was nervous.
Questions.
I'm like, this is going to be terrible.
Well, we still felt bad after that Friends quiz we gave.
Well, but I came back and was crushed
you did the other quiz. Very well.
I did.
Mm-hmm. All right. What movie stars Adam Sandler as Bobby Boucher?
Bobby Boucher, the water boy.
I have to tell the story. I listened to a podcast, and there was, I'm a, for college, I like Wisconsin teams. For pro, I'm a Chicagoan, or that's where I was born. So I was listening to a sports show, and there's a late night host there, and he was doing a draft over the phone and said, who do you think the Bears should draft? And one guy texts in Bobby Boucher from Southwest Missouri State, and the host didn't know the movie. And he was trying to play along, and he goes, well, Bobby Boucher, you know, he's a good player. I don't think he's going to go in the first round. Like, he had no idea what he was talking about.
But he just
went with
it.
And the other host played that over and over all day. Like, I almost felt bad for the guy.
That's funny.
All right. What
That's
is
good stuff.
Is Heather 8 for 8? She's crushing. All right. What 2024 movie stars Zendaya as a tennis coach and former player and has transformed her husband from a mediocre player into a world-famous Grand Slam champ?
I do not. Do we have multiple choice
on
this one? Okay.
Is it A, Challengers, B, Tennis Dudes? You got to at least make it sound realistic.
Like legit.
C, Tennis Threesome. Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And then D, Grand Salami Tennis. Mm. When I said make this easy for
Conrad,
Heather, I didn't mean she's not a toddler. Okay.
My face is flushed. It's not the wine. It's one, number one.
Chandler, Challengers.
I didn't know that one, though.
You didn't know that
I
one?
I didn't know that one.
It's a very interesting movie. I liked it.
Okay.
What 1993 movie stars Sean Astin as a student for Notre Dame who wants to play football? What 1993 movie stars Sean Astin as a student for Notre Dame who wants to play football? Is it A, The Goonies?
Remember the Titans?
B, Rudy. C, Notre Dame Pride. And D, The Goonies 2,
Rudy.
Mikey Goes to...
Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. How about radio? We didn't talk about radio or...
Radio?
Now I have like all of these.
That was one of the selections. You just, you didn't have to read the multiple choice for that question.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got more questions for Heather. We're going to do a very quick break. Folks, this break is so fast. You're not even going to blink.
Super
and we're
going
to be back. So don't go anywhere.
Jackie,
she's crushing the
Kersey.
Quiz. You're undefeated. You have a perfect perfect attendance.
Yeah.
All right. We're coming right back. Heather Heil is here from the Green Bay Children's Museum taking our movie quiz, which will segue into Wisconsin sports.
Oh, there's
and
more.
Okay. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. In a recent report, we told you that 96% of New York City voters found ranked choice voting easy to use and liked that it gave voters more options. So why have 17 states banned ranked choice voting, including 5 just this year? Pro-voter groups tout RCV because it allows voters to choose a favorite candidate without being a spoiler, can reduce negative ads and rhetoric, and eliminates expensive runoff elections. Alaska implemented ranked choice voting in 2022's congressional race, but after upstart Democrat Mary Pottola defeated former Republican Governor Sarah Palin, RCV was blamed. A resolution by the Republican National Committee opposing RCV nationally followed, and Alaska voters had to beat back a repeal initiative in 2024. While used in Maine, Alaska, D.C., and 47 municipalities nationwide, 17 red states have now banned it, including Kansas, North Dakota, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Arkansas. Party leadership and the RNC resolution argue that RCV is hard to understand and suppresses turnout. But where it's been implemented, voter satisfaction is often over 80%. In the New York City primary, 9 of 10 voters said they understood it, and turnout was the highest in decades. Organizers have more work to do. Voters defeated pro-RCV ballot measures in 5 states last year. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
That's our space girl.
Yeah, nicely done, Conrad.
She went into space in
for
bell
8
bottoms
minutes.
With 5 other women. And achieved absolutely nothing. Welcome back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, I dream of Jeannie's naughty sister, too.
Oh, I don't remember.
Who is he referring to, Conrad?
Yeah, I don't
you have
remember
to scroll
that.
Back. Now I'm curious, because I loved I Dream of Jeannie, Barbara Eden. She was great, too. Barb from Waukesha says, Edie Falco in The Sopranos and Nurse Jackie.
Yeah, oh, that's a yeah, great one she's too. Fantastic.
Lee from DePere, Elaine Benes. Our question of the night, folks, by the way, is who is your favorite sitcom actress? And we've had all kinds of amazing answers. Barb from Waukesha also says, disregard my Edie Falco text. Those aren't sitcoms. It's been a long day. That's okay, Barb.
Yeah,
we weren't going to call you
yeah.
out. Isn't Nurse Jackie, wasn't that a...
I think it was a sitcom, yeah. a drama. Doesn't
all right, that is the voice of Heather Heil. It's so fun to have Heather here.
Hello.
Like we always do. And, you know, Kristen Lierley, you guys are like interchangeable almost as guests because you come on and you can just talk about anything.
I know. Actually, I was with her significant other and my significant other before I came here.
I will not
here,
say his name.
Craigers. And
no, Craig, that was not me. I have too much respect for law enforcement to call you by a name you don't want to be referred to.
My significant other said, so what are you guys going to talk about tonight? And I'm like, nothing that we talked about, because I walk in there and it's bowl in the china shop. I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
All bets are off. So, and I can't remember, did you introduce me to Kristen or she introduced me to you, I think?
She introduced, yep.
Because she was already kind of in the
correct.
Mix here.
I introduced her to Mino and Mayor, and then she introduced me to you. Because she's like, I think you two need to know each other.
Can you introduce me to Mino and the Mayor?
I sure can.
You don't return my calls.
I can get you in.
Mm-hmm. All right, sweet. I'll slip you a double sawbuck for that. Thank you. All right. We've got a few more minutes with Heather, unless you want to stick around, which is fine, too.
No, I got to go. I got to watch some more TV.
I got to finish
my guitar documentary.
What's that?
The guy who owns the guitar shop, the famous guitar shop, they did a documentary on him. It's my documentary club.
Already bored. Yeah. Okay.
No, it's awesome. He's like sold guitars to like anybody who's anybody. Yeah.
Is this local? Green Bay?
No. Oh. It's like California.
Okay. It was fun. Like when I lived out there, you could go into Guitar Center because mm-hmm. I play poorly. But I once in a while, if I was bored or had time to kill, I'd go in and you could see like people like Slash.
Yes. So he would go to this place and like that's where they went. And they let you actually play there. It wasn't like.
Yeah. You just picked up a guitar. Yeah.
Norman's Rare Guitars?
Norman's Rare Guitars, Conrad. That's good. Huh? The documentary I'm watching right now.
Is it a docu-series?
No, just a documentary.
Just a mentory.
Yep. Okay. Just a mentory.
All right. Let's try to get a few more questions in. You're like, what is she, 10 for 10?
10 for 10.
Smartest.
Now, here are the questions that I came up with. These are not.
Multiple choice.
Multiple choice.
Boo.
Multiple guess. Let's start with movies that have Packer themes.
Okay.
This film, shot in 2012 in and around Lambeau Field, has a cameo by Green Bay Mayor at the time, Jim Schmidt, and has a certain yard line in the title of the film.
50-yard line.
Close.
40-yard line.
We'll accept that. It's 60-yard line.
60-yard line.
That's pretty good. That movie's 13 years old.
Yeah. That's the movie I was in an extra in. I should have known that
nice.
One. Yeah.
Okay. This movie that often references Green Bay Packers refers to their team colors and was just released a couple months ago in theaters.
Green and gold.
Have you seen it?
Not yet.
Oh, you got to.
We were
it
just talking about that at dinner tonight too.
Oh, really?
I guess with Craigers.
Craig.
I'm
not going to give you this forum to insult my friend.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Are.
No,
because you know every time I'm going to.
Well, he's your friend. I Craig and I know each other, but not well. I mean, we went. Okay.
I'm trying to make you friends.
Okay, thanks, Craig.
My friends are your friends.
It's just like a blind date for a friendship. No, it's not the least bit awkward.
You're welcome.
All right, this 2012 film involving the Packers explores the last day or the last day of quarterback Brett Favre and includes Lambeau in the title. The whole title of the film is in what I just read, if you can remember it.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's called
Something About Mary.
Last Day.
The Last Day at Lambeau?
She got it.
Yeah,
she
that
is
one.
Still undefeated. All right, we're going to segue.
Oops.
These are movies that were just shot in what?
You didn't do Something About Mary. Brett Favre was in that one.
He was.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
he was so good.
He does great charity work. All right. Mm-hmm. In this 2009 film starring Johnny Depp as John Dillinger was shot around Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
I saw this and I remember this. Multiple choice. I need.
All right. Multiple choice. We'll say. Let's say The Omen.
Nope.
Major League.
Nope.
Public Enemies.
Yes. Public Enemies.
Very well done.
And they were in Minocqua, and there was bullet holes, and like the whole thing. Yeah,
that's right. Wow, good memory.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough though when they're not. See, I don't coddle people like Conrad does. You are graded on a curve, but
well,
okay. Wow,
Craig just
tough room.
Craig just says, oh, "Pete, please arrest Heather for me."
Never,
citizens arrest.
Freedom.
All right, I'm doing my best here, Craig. This film starring Bob Uecker and Tom Berenger was shot primarily at Milwaukee County Stadium in 1989.
Is that the Major League? Yeah, it is.
You did that old
just
person thing.
Just a bit outside.
You did that old person thing. What? Were you out of the... Yeah, I'm going to get the cable.
The Major League.
I got the Google.
I was
have you
able...
seen the Batman?
No, I have not. Or the Twitter. Was able to, on a serious note, was just in Milwaukee and was able to pay my respects to Bob Uecker in the cemetery there. So that was quite an amazing experience.
Well, he's already buried there?
Like, he is, okay. Yep. And he was a military person, so it was like really impactful for me to be. Yeah. I wanted to meet him, and not the way I wanted to do it, but it was nice to thank him for
giving a kid
like me a chance in radio. And
can you imagine Bob Uecker in the military? Like, he must have been that guy, like Bill Murray in Stripes.
Oh my gosh, for sure.
Probably wisecracking and getting in trouble and having
such
to do
a funny
push-ups.
Guy.
Let's try to do this. Let's try to get a couple more in before we bring Dave, our brewmaster, onto the show. This film was released in the last few months. This film, which was released in the last few months, looks at the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers World Series appearance, and it's titled after a famous Bob Uecker phrase.
Just a bit outside.
The story of the 1982 Brewers.
Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Made by Sean Hannish and Kelly Call.
I have not
great
seen
film.
This. I didn't realize that
I'm halfway
there was a
through.
Film. Yeah.
I watched and? It the other night, and then I got a phone call, but I'm going to go back to it. It's really, really good.
Okay, babe, mark that
check
down on our list.
All right. This 1999 film, David Lynch film, is about a man unable to drive a car who rides a tractor from Iowa to Wisconsin to visit his ailing brother.
Is this a film that just came out with the...
No, 1999.
I don't know this one.
Nope. The Straight Story.
Oh, The Straight Story.
Kyle, you got that...
Buzzer.
Quick one here, Heather. This film from 1986, shot in and around Madison's UW campus and stars Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, Back to School.
Yeah!
Back to School!
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. No public appearances expected when President Trump and visiting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meet for dinner tonight. During previous visits, the two leaders sitting side by side in the Oval Office and taking questions. ABC's Alex Preche details the growing pressure on the Prime Minister.
He's on trial in his own country for bribery and fraud and corruption. Those trials have been put on hold because of diplomatic and national security issues. There's a lot at stake for him. There's also that recognition from Israel that President Trump really does want a ceasefire agreement.
A busy four-mile stretch of Florida South Boulevard could soon become President Donald J. Trump Boulevard. The Palm Beach County Board of County Commissioners is set to vote Tuesday on the resolution. Pearl Jam drummer Matt Cameron says he's leaving the band after 27 years. The 62-year-old made the announcement on social media but did not give a reason for his departure. This is ABC News.